hear some music?
Yeah!
Alright. That was a pretty divided response. So everyone, I need everyone to be excited. So you guys excited to hear Jason Moran and the band line? Thank you guys so much for coming out. My name is Kevin, I'm the music director here. A couple quick things, we'll get going. If you guys haven't come in before, we do have live music here every night of the week. If you look on your tables, there's calendars and flyers, all that fun stuff. Feel free to take it home. Some amazing stuff coming up later on this month. Actually, coming up Thursday, Ron Miles will be here with Hashem Asadullahi, who's a great alto player and some beautiful writing. Yeah, come check out Ron. Show Ron some love. No? Well, I'll be here and I'll enjoy it. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. One supporter.
Very good.
As well, this summer some amazing stuff. I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of names and you guys can check it out. Benny Green will be here with his trio. Roberta Gamarini with Convergence for a few nights. Yeah, all that. Charlie Hunter will be here with Scott Amendola. And then Pharoah Sanders will be here in July.
He will really.
May 15th, the tickets go on sale. So keep hearing that. As well, Terrence Blanchard will be here the end of May. Some fun stuff. Other point, keep your ear to the ground. Everybody, reel it in. We have a very special guest here tonight. We got to show him some love, just because he's never sitting in the audience. He's usually on stage. And you got to keep your ear to the ground. He'll be here, December-ish, and his daughter, Cassie Taylor, will be here in August. So check her out. She's doing great things. Please show some love to Mr. Otis Taylor. He's hiding. If you're not hip to him, you should get hip. There's a great record with Jason and Ron and everybody on it. So, let's see, second point, guys, and this is the most important, even more important than Pharoah Sanders. We are listening room here, so please take care of your cell phones, and please, no talking while these guys are playing. Your fellow neighbors will appreciate it, and I appreciate it, because if you talk, I have to come talk to you. So let's avoid uncomfortable situations. Deal?
Yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Jason Moran and the Bandwagon.
Charles Mateen on the bass. Charles Mateen. On drums, the sheep weights on drums.
Thank you.
piece called Blue Blocks, which transitioned into a person who's, we're now making a record of his music, of Fats Waller. Fats Waller wrote this great song called Honeysuckle Rose, which you just heard. Fats Waller is kind of interesting. We'll probably come back to him at some point. Strange and genius figure of America. Only America could produce something like Fats Waller and Harlem and all that other madness. We're going to continue.
yet long enough, I am able to say a few words.
The time has passed when ideas scare us.
This indicates the possibilities of increasing communication. And this increase in communication will teach us some things, and it will teach you some things too.
Jazz music is to be played sweet, funny rhythm, soft, funny rhythm, sweet. Based on the same principles, it becomes beautiful.
This I do, alone, without interruption.
Fill up the water, the thumb down, put it down.
Get me.
Thank you.
Boris Silver.
Sunday is a magnificent day, Mother's Day, and I don't know what everybody's relationship is with their parents, or especially their mothers, but that relationship between fathers and mothers and children, I know my relationship with my mother was pretty profound, it still is, and I know the same is for Taurus and Nasheed, so that we just at this moment, give a round of applause for our fabulous mothers. See, like, you're here at a show, like, how old are you, like, 10, right? You know, and your mother's here, I'm assuming that's your mother, right? Y'all checking out music together, that's beautiful. Whole family, is that your brother there? Is that your cousin? This guy right here with the glasses, that's your brother. You know, like, yeah, this is what it's supposed to be, you know? My parents took me to see music. Nasheed's parents were musicians. Taurus is, you know, everybody's parents brought us to see music. I remember, you know, seeing tons of shows. I think, you know, it's funny you say, like, ooh and ah with Pharoah Sanders, like, come because you should. Yeah. But my parents like to tell this story that when I was in the womb, they went to see Pharoah Sanders like a month before I was born. So I have this special kinship to Pharoah Sanders in my body. The creator has a master. We're going to play some Thelonious Monk for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Soul, great piece of music. That, in its original form, this guy named Colvin Hawkins, a saxophone in the '30s, I'm gonna put it in my terms, what I thought he did to it. He this was the piece of music. Oh, this is Body and Soul. Oh, beautiful, beautiful piece of music. I'm gonna play it like this. I'm gonna condense it, and then I'm gonna color it, you know. And he played this version that actually became like a hit, you know. But he was barely playing anybody. He's playing all Body and Soul. But he actually should have retitled it his own piece, because he could have got all the money for that song instead of the other composer. But what happened was there's a guy named Eddie Jefferson who then took the great recording that Colvin Hawkins did and then kind of made it a journal entry. I want you to hear what he did was what Colvin Hawkins played. This is Eddie Jefferson.
Don't you know he is the king of of saxophones. Yes, indeed he is. Talking about the guy that made it sound so good. Some people know him by the theme. Hawkins is his name. He sure can swing and play pretty too. Sounds good to me. Should sound good to you. I love to hear him play body and soul. Very pleasing to the ear. When I first heard it on the record, I just stopped right there. Sounded like a band of angels in the sky. And I have never ever heard a sweet tone. In fact, I paid no attention to the saxophone. Till Coleman Hawkins came along and spoke to everyone. Say, better listen, won't you hear me while I play for you? Sometimes it's hot and again it's blue. My soul just seems to wander, listening to everyone. Is what I've long been craving for. The doors have not been always open, but I'm trying to please you. Please don't try to stop me, hope you like it, folks, and then it's not a look here. Every time he plays so melodic, melody, fast or slow, you can tell that it's not his. No other one ever has quite captured his tone, just he alone. As the sound it penetrates, it will show the record as it will. And every chorus gives you just another thrill. Dixieland or jazz, it makes no difference. Everyone in Europe really digs it. In Germany, in Gay, Greek, it's young and Dewey. All his fans and sweet love him, there's no one above him. Here in the USA, I've heard you say old Hawk is still a man. He's had his own band, frozen all that. Give him a hand, because he's so grand, yes sir. And in New Zealand, you see Dr. Starfield talking about Cole Hawkins all around the world. He is known. There can't be no doubt about his knowledge of the horn. Must have been born to blow the tenor, cause the melody is supposed to be where. Looks like the air, oh yeah. And I've got to remind you, 20 years it took him. Playing every day to the same as far as playing to play. He was 20 years of every time, and he knew which way. Kept on the cooking, he went all around the world. Making rhythm, cause music sure was in it. Was many good ones came to swing. Everybody loved to dance. Pockets to the end of just playing music. So he blew, and he blew, and he blew, and he blew. He blew his tenor, and he played his trumpet and went up. Goodbye.
once again, Taurus Fatigue on the bass, everybody. Taurus Fatigue. The Sheet Weights on the drums. The Sheet Weights. My name is Jason Moran. It's a pleasure. Family being here. Your applause. Pleasure.